JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, Goodwin Park Boys Hostel gets reading room. Stick around for the details. And later in our glimpse of Jamaica, we take a look at the Guinep. Welcome and thanks for joining us.
JUTC, better value for your money than most urban transport bus systems anywhere.
That's a fact.
Easy boarding, just wait in line. Quick commuting time.
And JUTC will roll out more buses than ever before.
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
Spacious.
Comfortable.
Ah, air conditioned.
Yeah, man, security turn up.
And we are among the best urban transport systems in the world.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
Courtesy and safety.
JUTC,
we're here to serve you better.
JUTC,
JUTC,
your route to excellence.
Residents of the Goodwin Park Boys Hostel, operated under the Possibility Program, are now benefiting from a reading room outfitted with over 800 books. The reading room was established by the National Youth Service, the NYS, in collaboration with the Rotary Club of St. Andrew, and was recently unveiled at the hostel's premises on South Kemp Road in Kingston. Chairman of the Possibility Program, Robert Gibbs, says the opening of the reading room is in keeping with the organization's mandate of enriching and empowering the lives of young men aged 10 to 18 years.
This initiative aligns itself quite nicely with one of our objectives, which is to improve the literacy of these young men. Literacy is one of the key avenues that young persons, more so the boys, will use to make them more ready for society. So this will no doubt be a very good avenue for them to pass their time.
Mr. Gibbs says the hostel is one method through which the Possibility Program reaches young men, pointing out that there have been a number of success stories, such as beneficiaries gaining employment through an apprenticeship scheme. Senior Acting Programs Director in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Miguel Williams, has expressed appreciation to the NYS and its partners for undertaking the project. He's urging the boys and young men to utilize the books, describing the donation as a blessing. The Goodwin Park Boys Hostel was established in 2006 for at-risk and street boys. The Possibility Program aims to develop a coordinated approach to the social problems of street children, remove children and youth who wipe windscreens and have them enrolled in a project of skills training, academic learning, apprenticeship and job placement, as well as stem the flow of children on the streets. And on the community notice board, the Sawmill and Licensing Program and Registry will be held on Wednesday, September 10 at the Hotel Four Seasons, 18 Ruthven Road in Kingston. The session begins at 10 a.m. Now to a glimpse of Jamaica, the Guinep. The Guinep is a small sweet fruit that's popular in Jamaica. It's similar to another fruit, the lychee. In fact, Jamaicans sometimes call lychees Chinese guineps. The fruit is of a similar size, grows in bunches, and has a similar textured skin. The skin of the guinep is, however, lime green in color. Like a lychee, the thin, brittle skin needs to be cracked, usually by biting, to reveal the soft, edible layer of flesh. The jelly-like flesh varies in color from orange-yellow to salmon pink. The flesh of a guinep is usually sweet, but can sometimes have a tart, sour undertone. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Aldean Campbell with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.